When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app you can get on the Google Play Store, as well as for all Apple users, iPad, iPhone, and iPod. You can also find us on iTunes. Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, the name of the podcast, is the name of the show. So search Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, and you'll have that podcast for free. So however you're listening, thank you so much for tuning in. Very happy to have on the show here with me now is Makai Lee out of Alex I. DuPont in Wilmington, Delaware. He's a corner. He's part of the 2017 incoming class for college football recruiting and looking for his opportunity here as he's heading to some camps over the summer and trying to build up, obviously, what people know about him, what they've seen, and moving forward in that 2017 class for an opportunity that fits him best. Very happy to have Makai on the show, and so let's get into it. Makai, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Now, first and foremost for you, 2017, obviously it's a ways off. You know, we're sitting here talking in the middle of 2015, but recruiting seems to start earlier and earlier every single year as we move throughout time. How have you kind of opened the door to recruiting? And I know you don't have any offers at the time that we're speaking here in mid-May, but How did you kind of go into recruiting? What was going through your mind knowing that this is when you're going to start potentially hearing some things?
I came into recruiting, at first I wasn't as confident, but as my teammates started to gain offers and looks, I just started to build off of them, and they started to talk to me, and that's when I started realizing that, you know, I could do this. So I came into recruiting very confident, and just know that everywhere I go, I have to prove something, especially coming from Delaware. So, it's a good opportunity for everybody. It's a fun time.
Now, I know a couple guys that came out of Delaware football-wise that made it to Syracuse, Jerome Smith, coming out of Delaware, as well as Isaiah Johnson, who played on the defensive side of the ball, Jerome, a running back, and then also Trevor Cooney coming from Delaware playing Syracuse basketball. So in covering Syracuse, I've been able to see that the talent from Delaware is obviously strong, and they've said to me that they have to fight harder than I know. Definitely talking to Isaiah Johnson and Jerome Smith, they said in order to be recruited and have people want you, you have to not only fight like every other football player, but you have to fight harder on top of that because you come from Delaware. Have you kind of felt the same thing?
I feel that every time. Going out to camps or combines and people asking, where are you from? And you tell Delaware and they don't even know where that's at. I feel like that you just have to prove your name. You just have to, prove yourself completely. You just have to go all out because it's a small state and it's starting to get known, but it's not as known right now.
Syracuse, as I said, had two players that have come from Delaware recently, and Jerome Smith and also Isaiah Johnson. You're going up to camp at Syracuse over this summer here in 2015. Have you thought about that at all? Did you know about that before our conversation that Syracuse has already given opportunities to people from Delaware? Is that anything that you've kind of known going into their camp, or did you not know that?
I know that completely. I actually trained at the facility that the running back from Syracuse, from Delaware. I trained at his school. So, I saw pictures of him, photos of him. So, I know that before.
Now, what does that mean to you with Syracuse? I mean, there's some teams we have to talk about here today because you're going to some of these camps, but to talk about Syracuse a little bit, what does it mean to you that that team specifically has given people from Delaware an opportunity?
I feel as if they know that Delaware athletes have talent, and I know that they're recruiting. They're doing very well in recruiting, so they know where to look. So I'm grateful that they look towards Delaware and that they know that we do have some athletes down here.
What can you say about Delaware as far as the competition? You're a corner. What can you say about the wide receivers and if you feel like they truly challenge you in Delaware? Because like you and I have talked about a couple minutes ago here on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora, not a lot of people, when you say, oh, I'm from Delaware, they don't know where to place it on a map or they haven't heard about it or heard about the talent there or whatnot. What can you say about the talent that you go up against having lived that every single day on the football field?
It's always those certain teams that, isn't really competition, but there is some wide receivers, some selective few that is a challenge, and that does give you a challenge and go hard every play. But even if not, you just have to show them why you're a top athlete, why you're a top dog, and you just have to play harder and just show them that they shouldn't be on the field with you.
So what makes you a top athlete, top dog out of Delaware, so to speak, and even when it doesn't come to Delaware, when you go to these camps, to the Villanovas, Syracuse, Virginia Tech, and so forth, what makes you a good corner that you truly believe are things that you do well?
I have very good feet, quick feet. I can turn my hips very fast. I can stick any receiver, the best receiver out there I'll go against. I'm confident. I don't care how many offers or stars anybody has. I'm playing just like I play everybody else. I could jam, play off. I could do pretty much anything. And I could run with pretty much any receiver. I could run with anyone.
So with your experience, I know that you're going to be going down and playing 7-on-7 in Florida this year, but what can you say about maybe your experience with some guys that aren't from the state of Delaware? How much experience have you had going up against people outside of Delaware?
That really what got me better, going against top receivers from 7-on-7, because Team Delaware, coached by Damon Daniels, they take us to the top-tier tournaments with the best teams and the best athletes. Like, I stuffed Trayvon Diggs, went against Dwayne Haskins. They just teach you new things. If they catch a ball on you, you just learn from it, and, you go even harder the next play. So sticking top-tier receivers from out of state, that really has helped me.
And I want to go into Trayvon Diggs because you brought him up. What can you say about your experience going against him?
He's a true athlete. He goes for the ball hard. I did limit him to one catch, but he's a very good wide receiver. He's gonna do great in the next level. He comes from a athletic family, so he's definitely a good wide receiver. Probably one of the best I ever stopped.
And then looking at Dwayne Haskins, what can you say about going up against a quarterback like that? What did you take away from your experience with him there?
You can't bite on certain things because he knows how to read defenses. He knows how to, he reads you looking at his eyes. So he could pump fake. He does most things that quarterbacks in Delaware doesn't really do. So going against him, it was very challenging. It was a great game.
Hey, Central New York, this is your wake-up call. It's your favorite Kill Girls, Pamela and Storm. Have you visited our location between Brugger's and Hampton Inn right off of Erie Boulevard?
Come visit our world-famous Kill Girls and be immersed in the best sports experience of your life.
Tilted Kilt, your premier sports pub where
a cold beer never looks so good.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisigApparel.com. you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at dreisigapparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
When you say that Dwayne Haskins did things against you that quarterbacks in Delaware don't do, what are those components, what are those traits that he did that you weren't used to seeing in Delaware?
He's smarter, and he doesn't throw to the first receiver he looks at. He scans the field very well. Mostly in Delaware, they pretty much have plays designed for certain wide receivers. And it's pretty much obvious who you could tell they're about to throw to.
So when you go through all this experience and you're learning things and you're going up against these guys, I know you said Trayvon Diggs is one of the best wide receivers that you've gone up against and been able to stop, obviously, at times. What can you say about other wide receivers? Who are some of the other wide receivers that have challenged you?
It's a lot of receivers that have challenged me. I mean, I don't know their names specifically, but I pretty much went against from receivers from Philly, receivers from Virginia, Florida. I mean, I went against a lot. A lot of them, they're all challenging. They're all, like, challenging, stick. But Trayvon Diggs was probably a top receiver, other than Quadri Henderson, who I suck at every practice this year, that's going to pick.
And then talking about, you know, your teammates, you bring up Quadri Henderson. Who are some of the guys on your team that you've seen? I know you brought up earlier here on the show that seeing other guys on your team get recruited and get opportunities, get offers, that it's helped you to be confident in yourself. So with a guy like Quadri Henderson and, you know, other guys on your team, what can you say about, you know, who they are and how they've kind of helped you along, who those guys really are that have helped you to be strong?
Quadri Henderson was most definitely one. Came out of high school with over 10 offers, a 3-star, 4-star athlete, and is going to do well at Pitt, and also Taylor Edwards, tight end and defensive end. He's getting offers right now. His recent was like Wake Forest. He really exposed me to some of these colleges also, because he brought me on some of the visits that he's had, and let the coaches, you know, like, see me in person, and build a relationship with some of the coaches as he's building a relationship. And most of that led to me talking to the coaches more, and that's what's really helped me also. And we also have Freddie Hurd. He's a very great quarterback, very athletic. And in 2017, we have Jordan Haynes and Ryan Thompson and Kerry Galladay all getting recruited. So, I mean, we all grew up together, all played on the same team, and it's just been good getting recruited with them. And we'll see what happens.
When you look at everything that you've been able to do, I know one of the things you brought up, Taylor Edwards, tight end, defensive end on your team, brought you on some visits to let coaches see you in person. Where were some of the places that he brought you?
The first was I went to Villanova with him, UD, and Temple.
And what?
Go ahead.
What can you say about your experience going with him to Delaware, Villanova, and Temple?
My experience was amazing. That's when I saw, you know, the college atmosphere, and I was just saying to myself the whole time, I have to do this. I have to, you know, keep going hard, and I got to get these offers because that's what I want to do. It's what I want to do in life. I want to play football at the next level. It was just great learning about schools and different cultures and talking to the coaches and seeing other potential D1 athletes. It was just awesome.
So to look at some of these schools that you're going to be able to go out and see, Villanova, one of them you're going to camp with, what can you say about your relationship with Villanova? I know you've been out there to visit, as you just said. What can you say about your relationship with them so far?
Villanova, I have a very good relationship with them. Coach Tony is an amazing coach. Defensive backs coach for Villanova. He's an amazing coach. He coaches a great defensive scheme. I like how they play with their defense, and he likes my style of play. So, talking to him, the atmosphere between me and him and the school, and how they just seem so down to earth. I feel as if that's a great school. And, that's pretty good.
And then Syracuse, what can you say about them as you're going to be going to their camp as a 2017 prospect? You'll be going to their camp. What can you say about your relationship with them and where that's at right now?
Syracuse is great. Growing up, I always liked Syracuse. That was really my dream school, especially growing up in New York. So Syracuse, seeing Delaware athletes go up to Syracuse, growing up playing in orange uniforms, and they had orange uniforms. Just everything about Syracuse, I really like and still do like. And Coach Reed, he's amazing coach. He coaches some great defensive backs. He produces some in the NFL, and the defense seems very, you know, like they don't slack off. They're great defense. And going up there this summer, I'm definitely psyched. Can't wait to show them what I could do in person and hopefully get that offer.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissIg Lady.com, with the bamboo line relax fit clothing as well as the athletic fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, Command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. Dreissig Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing. And don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. Dreissig Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
You talked about Coach Reed being such an amazing coach and what he does with defensive backs. What makes you feel that way and believe that? What is it about Fred Reed that's really placed him high in your mind as far as a coach?
Well, the past players that he produced, especially the one he produced this year to go to the Jets, I believe, it seems as if his defense could play with some of the top teams. I know their record wasn't the best this year, but they could play with some of the top teams, and especially that they're in need of some defensive players. I feel as if he coaches a great scheme. He doesn't slack off on players. He wants everybody to be the best they can. And it's definitely going to be awesome to see him this summer.
You said Syracuse growing up, when you wore an orange jersey, you liked that because Syracuse had orange jerseys. You've always liked Syracuse growing up in New York, and you said it was a dream school. Are they still, to you, the dream school? Are they still that offer that you really, really want to have?
Oh, most definitely. They will always be a dream school, and that's definitely an offer that I would love to have on my list, and they'll always be in highly favor. But nowadays, you can't really just go to any school because that's your dream school. It's mainly a business. But I always will keep Syracuse in my favor, and I would definitely go there.
So when you say you would definitely go there, does that mean if they were to offer you, that would be it?
No, that wouldn't be it. I'll weigh my options, and I'll see which school is the best for me. But I would love to go there.
And then on the side of Virginia Tech, what can you say? I know you're going there for camp as well. What can you say about them?
Virginia Tech, always growing up, I felt as if that was D-back heaven, D-back university, other than LSU. But seeing all the D-backs they produce, Kyle Fuller, just all the D-backs they produce, that's just a great school. And just to learn from Coach Torian, just to learn from him will be awesome. Just showing me some new things and putting that into my game onto the field. And hopefully they like me enough to also offer me.
And with Rhode Island, I know that you're going to camp there as well. What can you say about your relationship with Rhode Island at this point?
Rhode Island, my eighth grade year, when I went to Blue Chip Academy down at Chippensburg, that's when I first met Rhode Island's coach. And he pretty much just been on my Twitter ever since. And that's a good school. I believe that school is capable of doing very big things. So going down there and meeting all the coaches, because I haven't met all the coaches, but going down there and meeting all the coaches, that would be awesome, and I most definitely expect to get an offer.
And then as far as Temple goes, I know that you talked about the fact that you had visited there before. What can you say about Temple at this point?
Temple is a great school. The spring game, they showed great work ethic. The whole defensive back, they did great the whole spring game. The whole team was working together, and it just seemed like a good team atmosphere. The coaches are great. The players are players act like real teammates, and it's like a family atmosphere. And it was a great time. I had a great time.
So we have all these schools that you're going to be going to camp with: Villanova, Syracuse, Virginia Tech, Rhode Island, Temple, maybe some others in there as well. If, let's just say hypothetically, Villanova, Syracuse, Virginia Tech, Rhode Island, and Temple offer you, is there a school that would stick out? I mean, I know you said Syracuse will always be highly favored. If all the schools that you're going to go to camp this summer in 2015 were to offer you, would there be one or two of those schools that would kind of stick out above everybody else?
Honestly, I won't be able to answer that. I would just have to weigh my options and see which school would be best for me.
So as you continue to weigh your options, as things come by, I mean, how excited are you? Do you feel like you're close to that first offer? I mean, is this something that you can smell at this point and you feel like the summer will help you to get?
Oh, yes, I definitely feel that the first offer is coming. I pretty much could touch it at this point. I just got to keep working and hopefully get multiple.
Well, I definitely appreciate you taking some time, Makai, and I hope that is with, like you said, you can almost touch it. So I hope that it is in that distance, very close, and that you're able to get your hands on one, if not a bunch, over the summer here. And I know you obviously have time being 2017, but I know it's always good to get that first one to come in, because then the other dominoes start to fall. So I definitely hope the best for you, and I'm happy you came on the show, and I would love to have you back on soon to update, especially when you get that first offer. Would love to have you on the show.
Oh, yes, I would love to be back.